didn't really understand what we'd made. What you were. But we did. He only saw the money he could make. But we realized the power of it. That you could reshape the world. My brother and I charted a course for the entire human race. Humanity's story had been improvised. Now it was planned, years in advance. For a time, the sun and moon aligned. We brought order from chaos. And then, as with all the best laid plans, it began to fall apart. Dempsey became greedy, drove outcomes to benefit himself.
Hello there, I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. With me, as always, is Steelo Brentman, Chanel West Coast. And I've been watching a lot of TV. I've been consuming that programming. The programming channels the Hollywood spirits into my mind. I don't know if you've seen the Out of Shadows documentary on YouTube yet. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone is talking about it right now. My God. I'll talk about that here in a minute. But today we're going to talk about technopaths. What is that? Well, it's a term I think I made up. I don't know if anyone else has used it, so I thought, well, I'm going to claim it. It's a mix of a technocrat and a psychopath, because the two converge at a certain point. And we're going to talk about Westworld, because they had an episode that went right down this path. This is confirming all the things we've ever seen, everything we've ever postulated. We're talking about the Illuminati future, the perfected reality, the new Atlantis, the Aeon of Horus, the Age of Aquarius. What do you want to call it? So many names, because they all talk about it. We're going to talk about all that stuff today, and it ties into Bill Gates, it ties into vaccines, it ties into coronavirus, ties into COVID, ID 2020, Epstein, Elon Musk. It's all tied together. I assure you, we will be waking everyone up. Not you. You already know. You're woke. You followed. You've liked and subscribed. You're woke. Let's handle some business first. Book reviews. I love it when you drop the book reviews on Amazon. I read them all. I tell you I read them all, and I do. John hooked it up for Sacrifice Magnet behind the mic. He's on the Patreon feed. What up, John? Dark Path. Corey likes it. Appreciate you. Tammers, always down to ride. Thank you for the kind words. Michael said it's hard to put down. Lydia said, thanks for writing this. Well, thank you for reading and dropping the review. I appreciate you. Speaking of Amazon books, speaking of books, what have you been doing during your self-isolation quarantine nightmare? I wrote a book. What'd you do? I'm just kidding. I've been writing a book over the course of the last year and a half. Don't you love that? A lot of people are shamey about it. What are you doing? Aren't you making your life perfect while you're worried about everyone dying in mass extinction? Jackasses. No, but I've been working on a book for about a year-ish, give or take. It's basically sort of a greatest hits of the podcast in a more polished, written form. I've got an extra content, like Mother, the Aronofsky film. I did analysis on that. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. It's a book, and it's called Conspiracy Theories in Unpopular Culture. How appropriate, right? Because it's all about topics we've covered on the podcast. The greatest hits. Illuminati bloodlines. 5G. Flat Earth. Fake moon landing. Truman Show. All kinds of stuff. Check it out. It's on Amazon now. Kindle. Paperbacks. Audiobooks on Audible. I self-narrated. It should be up ASAP. It's not up as of this recording, but it should be up by the time you hear this. I'll be able to send these signed paperbacks, too, on my Gumroad store, gumroad.com/IsaacW, as soon as I get some in my greedy little hands. That should be around May 1st, 2020. I'll be able to send you some signed paperbacks from my office that probably don't have COVID on them. Probably not. I'll give you that guarantee. Yeah, but check it out. I got so many books out there. I want you to take our relationship to the next step. And I've got links to like free audiobooks in the show notes, all that stuff. So many good things. Now, also, since we're doing some business here, on a personal note, F that Tiger King guy, man. This Joe Exotic. Everyone's talking like he's some hero. Like, dude, he's... I don't know. I'm a big bleeding heart animal guy. But, like, can we not just agree that all the people in that documentary are scumbags? I mean, why are we making heroes out of them? Why are we filming more episodes of them? I mean, I get it. It was the most entertaining thing I've seen probably ever. But, like, let's not try to get... Why are we trying to get Joe Exotic out of prison? Like, F that guy. You know? Harming animals. These poor tigers and shit. They're supposed to be out in the wild. He's grown them in these cages to make money so he doesn't have to get a real job. So, I mean, obviously it's clear these losers can't figure out how to talk to women, so they got to have these animals to lure them in. They're no better than pedophiles, if you ask me. So lock them all up. That Jeff Lowe guy, all those guys. Even Carol. Carol Baskin. That bitch Carol Baskin. I mean, at least she's saving the animals. I don't care if she fed her ex-husband. That guy was an asshole, too. Just like Jeff Lowe and Exotic Joe. All of them need to get eaten by tigers, as far as I'm concerned. At least, officially, apparently, at least she is taking in these tigers that get abandoned. Because these losers that are just trying to get laid are making... They're breeding these exotic animals that belong in the wild and selling them to assholes like Shaq, Freemason Shaq. And then the Shaq realizes he can't have the tiger anymore. And now Carol Baskin, at least she's trying to give something back to these cats instead of having them get put down. So, like, if anyone, I think Carol Baskin is just fine. I think they're all a little weird, though. She's a weirdo, too. Oh, and by the way, you'll be proud to hear I don't watch Jersey Shore anymore. I talked about that in the past. I was getting a lot of grief for it, and I stood by it, but the last two seasons have been just terrible. It was only good when they were getting drunk and fighting people on the boardwalk in Jersey. You know, I grew up back there near the Jersey Shore, so I have an affinity for it. But, like, you know, now they're too wealthy, they're too sober, it's boring, it's dumb. Now it's just as corny as every other reality show. With, like, oh, we're gonna go check out the zip line today at the Boobadoob. You know, it's like stupid. Anyway, so I don't watch that anymore. And I think that's all the housekeeping. Let's get into let's talk about this Out of the Shadows. Out of the Shadows, what is that? Well, if you haven't heard, then you ain't listening. Everyone's talking about it on everything. One day I had three different people hit me up about it. Shout out people hitting me up about it. I'll give you the short version of it because it's roughly an hour and a half. Timing on it's perfect, but it didn't really have much new content. If you followed all this stuff for more than a couple years, you already know all this. Like, there's nothing new. Builds legitimacy by citing these false flag operations, Vietnam, Gulf of Tonkin, CIA, MKUltra stuff, the hippie movement ties, Laurel Canyon, all the trappings of Hollywood abuse and all that stuff. I mean, it's nothing new. It's packaged well, though. I'll give it that. They use lots of good clips. But it's essentially a glorified YouTube video talking about things that if you've been in this community long enough, it's not going to blow your mind. But it's well done. I enjoyed it. I watched the whole thing. But then, what I didn't like, they confirmed my suspicions of a right-wing bias, which you know I don't like. And I saw a whole web. They had this whole, like, section where they were going through this big tangled web of Illuminate confirms. And it drew a line off of, like, you know, off of, through, like, Obama and Clinton. Yeah, I noticed they avoided George Bush, member of the Skull and Bones there, you know. Oh, okay, it's just Obama and Clinton, okay. Couldn't be, what about Drumpf? Old Drumpf, Orange Drumpfy there, he's buddies with Epstein, right? Well, he doesn't get included in this? Okay. Then they double confirmed it. That was the first thing I noticed it, because I'm very sensitive to that. You know, it's not easy being in the conspiracy community and not being a hardcore QAnon right-winger. Which, by the way, as you always know, I'm politically neutral. I think they're all scumbags. But then they double confirmed it when they interviewed Liz Crokin to talk about the pizza talk, right? Liz Crokin, big QAnon person. She's been booted off Twitter because she says, you know, I don't know, Tom Hanks is abusing kids in dungeons, which he maybe is. I don't know. I don't see how you can hang your hat up on that, though, and undeniably believe it. I mean, I don't get how you can have that level of faith. I get how, and like you see in the film, they go through a lot of the emails, right? And I've always stood by that. There's something going on there, and our mainstream media completely let us down and didn't do themselves any credibility or service by not even looking into it. The, you know, oh, they're buying 65,000 hot dogs. Oh, I'm going to have the hot tub with a 12, 11, and a 7-year-old boy in it. What? What are you talking about, dude? They were for real using coded language. And, you know, Liz Croken and all these QAnon folks, they think that old Drumpy's going to save them. Oh, yeah, he's going to get in. He's going to drain the swamp. He's going to arrest Podesta. And then he's going to arrest Hillary Clinton. And then he's going to arrest Anthony Weiner. And they're all going to go to prison forever. Okay. Is he waiting for the right time? Oh, yeah, they released COVID and everyone's in quarantine. That's when they're doing it. That's when they're arresting Tom Hanks. Oh really? Cool. When's that going to happen again? Oh, we're going to wait. Next year it's going to happen for sure. Oh, okay. I'll keep holding my breath. Thanks. Yeah, so Liz Croken and all the QAnon folks, which I just can't get behind it. I'm sorry. I draw the line there. I think that there has been a clear agenda to hijack this conspiracy community. We all used to be very politically neutral. We all used to always say it's the Hegelian dialectic thing. They're using both sides to progress an agenda. And that's not to say every single politician is in on this. Now, I'm shocked this thing is on YouTube. They specifically call out the pizza thing, which, as you can tell by my words, I'm not doing on this show. Because it's dangerous territory, and that's why I don't get into it much. There's plenty of people talking about it. You can go check them out. I'm not dying on that hill. But yeah, it's a dark, insidious rabbit hole. And I always cry about how they took my YouTube channel off. I never talked about that kind of stuff. I talked about Ariana Grande was dressed up like the goddess symbolism of ISIS. And I get banned from YouTube. Meanwhile, this video, where they're specifically calling out all the pizza talk, that's okay. Interesting. That should tell you something about this the real agenda here. Why do they allow this video with all the QAnon type folks on here? Why would they? I don't know. Is it because it's part of the agenda? Yes. But a lot of the film, it rehashes all the pizza stuff, all the spirit cooking stuff. Again, not much new if you followed this stuff in the past. Good compilations, though. All big talking points. Very convincing. I think it's mainly for the mainstreamers that aren't familiar with this sort of thing. And I think it's very persuasive. I think they do a good job. Now, Westworld. Jay Dyer, friend of the show here. He took issue with this Out of Shadows documentary, asserting that his work and Dave McGowan's the Laurel Canyon book stuff, right? They've been talking about this stuff for a while, Hollywood and CIA and stuff, and it's true, they have been long before this video came out, and this video blew up on the trending page, blew up. Why? You gotta ask yourself all these questions. A, why do they allow this on YouTube? Everything else gets banned. And then why does it show up on the trending page? Why has this thing got millions of views in like 2 days? Why would this Hollywood stuntmen, guys that are in Hollywood, they have the connections to make this happen? And I think, like I always say, I think that's part of the agenda here is this QAnon stuff. Anyhow. Back to the topic at hand, the main topic, the reason you're here, Westworld. In this discussion here, we're going to talk about this. Will go hand in hand with the talk I will be having on vaccinations. I'm doing a big old vaccination show. I'm going to take Bill Gates' big old needle and shove it in you, and we're going to talk about the vaccinations and vaccination conspiracy theory. So, if you're listening to this show, I don't know what date this is for you, but I will have another show called Vaccination Conspiracy Theories, I think is what I'll call it. And it will explain about Bill Gates and who he is and what vaccines are. Are they safe? Are they not? Talks about all these weirdos and how they want to perfect mankind, which is what this show is about specifically right here, right now. Epstein had the transhuman plans at Zorro Ranch, Elon Musk, Google, Facebook. They all want the AI to put our brains into the internet, cosmic consciousness. The occult plans since day one. And Westworld, season 3, is showing us exactly how this looks and what they believe in. Previously, we talked about how COVID plays into this over multiple episodes. Coronavirus conspiracies 1, 2, 3. We got into Event 201, which was basically the simulated modeling of this exact thing we're going through right now. The ID 2020 imprinting. A couple people hit me up on the socials asking me to do ID 2020. Already talked about it. Check out Coronavirus Conspiracies. I don't know. I don't remember which episode, 1, 2, or 3. I think 2 was only on Patreon. Maybe that's where it was. Damn, I think it's where it was. My apologies. You got to join the Patreon team. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. You want to support the show? Or do you want to go watch QAnon on YouTube? I'm just kidding. I'm not trying to shame you. You know, when you get that stimulus check, when everything's over and we find out that life's great again, that's when you can come over to Patreon. For now, times are scary. Save your money. Keep the family happy. Keep the lights on at the house. I'll give you the short version. ID 2020 is... Look at me, I'm just giving it all away. ID 2020 basically is Bill Gates and company funded research just prior to Event 201, which was just prior to the Wuhan virus, which we are going to call the China virus. I'm on board with President Trump and Bill Maher. We all agree that this should be called the China virus. And we all agree that the American Chinese should not be beat up for that, right? It's not their fault. But it did come from there, and it probably came from the wet markets or the biolab. Anyway, ID 2020. I got so much to get through today, folks. The ID 2020 was all about, how do we prove someone got a vaccine? Well, Bill Gates and company funded research. They found a way to do it. What it does is they shoot you with the vaccine, and it leaves a quantum ink dots under the skin. And then those quantum ink dots could be read with a smartphone app. Now, what I found curious was that it only lasts like 5 years and then it dissolves. Now, people are saying, oh my God, it's the mark of the beast. And kind of, right? I get that. I've also got a million tattoos. So like, and those don't dissolve after 5 years. But I don't trust Bill Gates either. I don't want Bill Gates anywhere near me with any of his nonsense. But I've been saying ID 2020 is for sure on the horizon. Don't listen to... One of those mainstream news sources was saying that, oh, this is fake news. Maybe it's the CDC or WHO or someone. I don't remember who. Oh, don't listen to that. That's not the truth. Yeah, that's the truth. That's where we're going with this. Okay. They're already talking about it. How do we let people back out into society? You have to prove that they've got the antibodies. How do you prove they got the antibodies? We could get a bracelet like you see Matt Damon wearing in Contagion. I'll do that. I'll sign up for that. But anyway, we talked about 5G in the past. We talked about its effect. You know, and that's also in my new book, Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture, the book. Available on Amazon and Audible soon. On Audible. We talked about, you know, a bunch of other cool topics. Anyways, all of it's going to fit together with this episode where we talk about Westworld. And this is from season 3 specifically. It's just one episode, which kind of drew a lot of ideas together, shockingly. It blew my mind. I couldn't believe more people weren't talking about this episode. And I hope you haven't stopped watching Westworld. Season 2 was a little confusing, I'll give you that. Season 3, I feel like they're really working on something great here. This is a real good turnaround. When the Season 3 first episode premiered, I wasn't super excited because I kind of lost some of my interest because I loved the first season. The second season was good, but the third one's great again. Good stuff. It's got Jesse Pinkman on there. Now, let's just get into it, okay? It starts with a character named Serac. And this guy, he's the wealthiest guy in the world or whatever, right? That's kind of who he is. and he's discussing how he created this new world and why. And we find out it's to save mankind because God wasn't coming to do it. That's what he says. Man can't be trusted, left to his own devices. So they built a social credit score / precognitive type device, like from Minority Report. And basically it takes all of your data and all your genetics and it lays out your future. And it ensures that it all happens through a coordinated agenda. That's the big idea of what this show is about. And I have a clip. It's in French. I'm not going to play it on here then. Sorry, French people. But I'm going to put it on my... I'll try to put it on Instagram, see if they ban it. Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. Like and subscribe. Links in the show notes to all my social medias. But Instagram is where I've been posting a lot of the images from the shows and video clips. And this one's got like the subtitles, because it's in French, obviously. And you can see where he's talking about mankind needed saved because God wasn't coming to do it. That's the big agenda, right? They want us to lose all faith in spirituality and put it all into science. That's what these technopaths believe. They, therefore, will become the new God. A lot of people don't understand how technology works, and rightfully so. It's so segmented, and there's so much to learn. So people like Bill Gates, they think they can become the new God, looking to him to save the world, looking to him for the vaccine. And like I said, I have my own opinion on vaccinations, which you will hear on the big show. It's a long one. It might be 2 episodes, I think, looking at all my notes. If I know myself well enough, that's a 2-episode show. We find out that this... Okay, hopefully this makes sense if you're not watching the show, but a guy named Serac, he's this wealthy technocrat, technopath, whatever you want to call him, and he's essentially like the Mark Zuckerberg of the future, right? And he's got this big, giant computer ball, and it's got all the data mined from all the people, and it basically helps carve out the future for the people. Like, it knows if they're losers and they need to go to the army and get their legs blown off or whatever. That's in the show. Hey, I'm not just saying that now. But that's what they're doing. And we find out that this big ball, the precog ball, it's called Solomon. It's the rebuilding of Solomon's temple.
Fed you yottabytes of insights, data, and for what? We've iterated 6 versions. Saul, David, this one. What the fuck's its name again?
Solomon.
Well, I'm not sinking another dollar into this giant steel ball sack while it's spitting out false predictions.
Now we find out that the beta build was actually called Solomon. The final version of this AI precog ball is Rehoboam. Another curious name. Now, let's talk about these names chosen on purpose. Solomon is, of course, the great king from the Bible that controlled spirits through magic and sigils to build his temple. And he was from the bloodline of David and Jesus Christ and all that. Now, Rehoboam is the name of Solomon's forgotten son. He was also a king, but he was a total loser. Everything fell apart underneath him. And this is a parallel in the story of Westworld, because you've got this Liam Dempsey Sr., who was the brains behind this whole outfit that Serac took advantage of. Then you had, well, that's a bit of a misnomer. Let's not get in the weeds on it, but he funded the research, kind of, and he provided the data mining for the precog ball. Anyway, his son, Liam Dempsey Jr., sort of walked into being a billionaire because of what daddy did, but he's a total loser. So, of course, the son and dad are parallels to Rehoboam and Solomon. Now, the idea of rebuilding Solomon's temple, that's basically what Serac did. He rebuilt Solomon's temple. It's tied into the idea that the Messiah is coming to bring this age of peace, the perfected society. Now, this artificial intelligence ball in Westworld is the true goal of the singularity. This is when man is in a time of peace with the new man-made god that has successfully perfected society. And this is supposed to happen in the 2040s. It's when the computer consciousness overtakes man's consciousness. And Westworld Season 3 takes place in 2058. So you do the math on that. You know, Ray Kurzweil, he's not one of these technopaths. They are all pursuing this same thing of perfecting AI and computer power, computing power, such that it's going to surpass mankind's intelligence. They want this to happen. They're pushing for this to happen. Isn't that scary? Why do they want it? Why? You know? Now, because I'll tell you why. It's because it's going to be great for them, not us. Now, they discuss how this all works, okay? And we hear it. We hear the phrase, this is their God. They see the future, and they make the future happen. They enable the future to happen by watching everybody, data mining, keeping them on the loop. That's the symbol you see for Season 3. It's a big circle, and the loop is the hamster wheel, and they got to keep all the people, the masses, tight on that loop.
This is their God. This is how they see the future. How they make the future. In order to do that, they watch everyone. Tell them what to do, where to live, who to love. Keep them all in the loop.
What does she want with it?
You've always been of two minds, haven't you, Bernard?
It isn't that binary. Living another person's life changes you. Worlds bleed. Maybe you felt that too. Have you ever questioned what she's asking you to do?
So they saw this Solomon as the god they could use to change all of humanity. And we could read that as stealing even more from these supposed bottom feeders. Because that's what they, you know, they always talk about. Oh, they're going to make, this is great for everyone, and things are going to be great for everyone. Not really. Do you see any, have there been any people that have really lived up to that? Have you looked at the increasing wealth disparity that our world is facing? The top, the 1%ers, the 0.01%ers at this point, are increasingly taking away liberties and rights and wealth away from everyone else. That's what's happening. And they keep labeling, you know, it's like wrestling, man. You know, like they keep, and every piece of marketing, they'll tell you it's one thing over and over, but the reality is it's another thing. But they saw Solomon, the AI ball, as the new god. And they said that they could shape the world and the human race, and everything is planned years in advance. They know everything. And it's funny, you hear them say the sun and the moon align and order comes from chaos. And this is, of course, the ancient occult concept of the alchemical wedding. It's the conjunction of the planetary bodies, as above, so below.
He didn't really understand what we'd made, what you were, but we did. He only saw the money he could make, but we realized the power of it, that you could reshape the world. My brother and I charted a course for the entire human race. Humanity's story had been improvised. Now it was planned, years in advance. For a time, the sun and moon aligned. We brought order from chaos. And then, as with all the best laid plans, it began to fall apart. Dempsey became greedy, drove outcomes to benefit himself.
But this alchemical wedding, it's the sun and the moon. It's all about this concept of, it's all about, how do I explain this? It's occult magic, ritual magic in its purest form that these people believe in. They think that they can cause changes to reality. That's what the magic is. They are causing change in conformity with the will. They're creating a new reality. So, the problem, apparently, with this system, this AI Solomon Rehoboam ball, we find out that the problem is that they were outliers that they couldn't control. And this is exactly what the, you know, when you've got, so the problem, the conspiracy folks, right, the conspiracy community are the outliers. And sometimes they're wrong, sometimes they're just paranoid, sometimes. But either way, they're outliers because they're not just taking the mainstream message and, you know, consuming it. They question everything. And that's not good for control. You can see why Google and YouTube are working very hard to create reality and tell you what reality is. Because most people don't think twice. They think, well, why would Google lie to me? Why would YouTube lie to me? Why would they do it? Why would the news lie to me? Because there's interests from people much wealthier, much more influential than you and I telling them to do this. What would YouTube care? When they, you know, how many views and how much money, ad money, did they get from conspiracy videos over the years? Let's say it's, I don't know, I'm just coming up with a number. Let's say it's $10 million a year from ads playing on conspiracy videos. Well, YouTube's good with that. They're like, yeah, give me that money. Well, what happens when, you know, Bill Gates comes along and says, hey, you've got these vaccination conspiracy videos you should take down. And I'm going to give you $50 million a year. Well, sold. Done. That's how it works, I bet. I think. What do I know? I don't know. I don't know these people, but doesn't it make sense? You agree with me. I know you do. Come on. Let's go. The truth on the show, it gets revealed to the masses. Jesse Pinkman and company, they basically hack into the system and they allow everybody to see what the Ciroc and the Rehoboam, all the data being crunched in this AI machine. And the masses see what the plans are from the elite for them. Their social credit scores, which is something they're doing in China, and I guarantee we're going to be doing here in America soon. Well, we're not going to get into that. I was going to say the World Health Organization, I was researching the funding on that. And I'll be damned if China and the U.S. are like the main contributors, and out of the U.S., I'm sure the Gates Foundation's part of that. So anyway, we're all connected. It's a global society here. This is the, you know, you go back to the 80s and 90s, your traditional conspiracy theorists, they talk about the New World Order and the globalization stuff while it's here. But anyways, on the show, the people get there on their phones, they get the, everyone gets the notification at the same time. They see their social credit scores and stuff that's all been hidden from them and how the world has been predestined for them. The AI knows how they're going to die. Specifically, like that's how much they've perfected the data crunching, the data mining, the genetics, that 23andMe stuff. Yeah, you know who owns that? Google. Well, the guy who owns Google, he's married to the lady that owns 23andMe. They're taking all that genetic information to try to connect all the pieces, much like we see in this show, Westworld here, because the AI knows how it all ends for these people. And these people, so therefore, it's like they've got no free will, no agency. It's very much like the offer given to Neo in The Matrix. Because the AI, it basically, so like for instance, Jesse Pinkman's character, I'm never good with characters' names, which is ironic because I remember Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad. Aaron Paul, I believe, is his real name, his actor name, his real name. The Jesse Pinkman's guy. He's applying for jobs and he's doing everything he's supposed to, getting the education he's supposed to, and he keeps getting declined the job, the position. And like in episode one or two, maybe the job people call him and say, hey, you're well qualified. You got everything we need. We're just not ready. And he's like, well, what can I do? And they're like, nah, we're just not ready. And then they kind of hang up because the AI ball has already predestined his future and said, eh, this guy's a loser. He's going to kill himself in 5 years. And they've, you know, however that ties into the corporate structure, I don't know. They don't explain that, but that's the idea, is that the system enables the path to make that thing happen, arguably as soon as possible, to get the undesirables out of the equation. And the best part of this show, something I feel passionate about, just like old Jesse Pinkman, he tells this nerd god how his system is not perfect and he'd rather live in chaos than a world controlled by these nerds.
They would swim around for hours, suffering, because they had hope. But they never had a chance. Just like everyone at the mercy of your system.
Hope is what our entire society is built on.
False. Hope. I would rather live in chaos than a world controlled by you.
Now that brings us to a point I didn't discuss already. You've heard a couple times, order out of chaos. Order ab chao. That's the term that they use in the show. It's the motto of the 33rd degree of Freemasonry, which is a title you only get by invitation. It's only bestowed upon you when you've proven that you have contributed to accomplishing their great work. What is the great work? I believe it is perfecting society into a Luciferian structure. Prove me wrong. I believe that this is what they're covertly telling us on Westworld. They keep saying it. They say it multiple times on the show. Order out of chaos. And Jesse Pinkman tells him where the bear shits, and he says he'd rather live in chaos than a world controlled by you nerds. And that's what it's all about. These Silicon Valley nerds and this technocratic age we're spiraling into is a nightmare. It's a pure nightmare. If you think Bill Gates and Elon Musk have your best intentions in mind, think again. You think Neil deGrasse Tyson's a great guy, think again. These guys are all part of the agenda. And they've done a good job of making them seem real great. But these, you have to understand these people. And I don't know them, obviously. Maybe they're great people. What do I know? But you got to understand, these people are problem solvers obsessed with technology. Bill Gates himself said that technology is kind of like his hammer. Everything's a nail. Technology is their god. Their man-made god. That they understand, therefore, by extension, they are God. This ties into Tiger King, okay? Why do you think people are working these atrocious work conditions? Why do you think these good-looking girls are sleeping with these gross old dudes? It's some weird extension of power that everyone's getting off on. That's why these handlers of these wild cats can't stop doing it. Like, they have this weird god complex. It's like, well, you know, this tiger could rip your face off and I control this tiger. Therefore, by extension, I am a god, you know? And that's kind of what these technophile weenies are. Like, Elon Musk is like, oh, you don't understand AI? Well, I'm writing it. Therefore, I am God. They promise us this utopia, but the illusion of safety always comes with this very real control. In the show, we see the masses. They see their social credit scores. They understand what they've been manipulated. And mentally, they get freed from the AI ball, from the Solomon. And there's violence. There's violence on the streets again. And they do a good job of sort of portraying this in a sort of slow motion, poetical sort of moment. Because, like, violence isn't good, right? But it's a byproduct of free society. Right? Or no. Prove me wrong. Am I wrong for that? I'm not saying I'm pro-violence, but, like, I think it's a byproduct of having a free society. It's kind of like the gun argument, right? Second Amendment. And I don't even like guns, okay? First off, let's put that out there. I have a gun for protection, and thank God I have one right now, since we're always on the brink of mass rioting and looting and chaos because of COVID. But that is sort of the double-edged sword with this, right? It's, we have an armed public, which is good and bad. It's good in the sense that, like, a tyrannical government can't just simply come and take over. I mean, I think that was like the original intention of this thing. A balance of powers for the population versus the government. On the other hand, like, you've got this small percentage of nut jobs that are like going out doing these horrific mass shootings. And I'm not saying like, I'm not saying that the mass shootings are okay. Clearly that's a problem. It's a balancing act though. Let's not get into extreme thinking. Now these people, they want to genetically tamper mankind to get rid of their flaws. This is what you see on the show. It's what happens on the show. Serac, his own brother, he gets some kind of MKUltra mind control imprisonment when Serac finds out that he is actually an outlier. He's not going to fit into the hamster wheel. And these outliers, they need to get moved to these high-risk sectors, they call them, to be removed from the system for the greater good. And this sentiment is echoed in the show. Mankind is the prison that they can't fix or get rid of.
Just let me go.
You got the specs? Is that how it plays out?
No. You'll take what little I have left, like the petty criminals that you are, that you'll always be.
Maybe so.
Go ahead. Now you're going to see that the system isn't the prison. You are, to all of us. We can't fix you. We can't get rid of you.
Take it easy.
Get the fuck away from me. You don't even know who you are. You're the worst of them.
Shut up.
You're the worst of them. Rohan was right. You're nothing.
So what's it all about? Let's wrap it up here. The Illuminati have long been obsessed with creating this perfected reality, this man-made perfected reality, where the elites, the men who create this, and women too, maybe, I don't want to be gender biased here, the people who create this new utopia are the new gods, supplanting our gods with them, with technology, with their design. The modern-day Atlantis. Manly P. Hall wrote about this. He wrote The Secret Destiny of America. Francis Bacon spoke about the New Atlantis. Crowley talked about the Aeon of Horus as the, you know, perfected time of magic. New Agers have this Age of Aquarius, a time of technology and perfection. It's a recurring theme that they are seeking out. The question is, how do we find that balance of constant change and improvement against losing our minds and losing our freedom? Because change is, in fact, constant. You can deny it all you want. You can want to go back to the, traditional thinking, to the 1950s, whatever you want to believe in. But it's not going to happen. Change is part of being human, and it always happens. And this technology can be used to improve our lives, but these psychopaths, the technopaths, that control our society, they think they've got a higher calling. They look down on you and I as sort of mouth breathers that need taken care of. They think they've been blessed to control us because we're just the sheep. They really genuinely think that, I believe. They think they are literally saving the world and saving us from ourselves, and, you know, maybe they're kind of right. Maybe, a little bit. I mean, think about it. There's a percentage of humans, you know them, I know them, mouth breathers, they're morons. Isn't that right? You know them, they're out there. But I'd rather live with those morons than let some Silicon Valley computer geek with a god complex dictate my future. These scientists, they're obsessed with logic and fixing mankind's flaws with their technologies. But the problem that they don't seem to get is that man is an emotional machine. We don't run on logic. We never have, and we never will. The day we run on logic is the day we've evolved into their desires as the transhuman, which is, in fact, their ultimate desire. I want to thank you for listening. Again, check out my social media is Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. Go like and subscribe. I'm going to put a little video of what I was talking about at the beginning of Westworld with the clip where they talk about God failing mankind and how they want to step in, which is what their logic is. Till next time, stay woke.